Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals.
Welcome to Sports Day. Great to have your company. Bryce Cotton with a fitness test. He's ill tonight. And we've got Brad Shepherd with a bent nose. He got a broken nose in the intra-club match. He's a pretty-looking boy. Hopefully it doesn't ruin his good looks. But for the real hot topic for Repco tonight, Paul Hasleby is ready to raring to go on this one. For expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, you visit repcoservice.com.
The hot topic, Carl, is Novak Djokovic is the best tennis player that we have ever seen. He's got his 18th Grand Slam, his 9th Aussie Open. He still trails Federer and Nadal by 2 in Grand Slams, but he's done it against them, where Federer won a lot of his before Nadal came along, and they didn't really have to compete against Djokovic too much through their own careers. But he's had to do it from go to woe against Federer, against Nadal. He's still got age on his side. He's only 34, and of course Federer now 39. So if he plays through until he's 37, 38, I think he will surpass the 20 Grand Slams. It wouldn't surprise me if he gets them this year. He goes to the French Open. That's probably one that really has eluded him. But given the way that he plays, he's just so good offensively. But I don't think we give him enough credit defensively. We talk a lot about Nadal, but the way that he makes his opponent play the extra two or three shots in a point is remarkable. Some people don't like him. He's had some issues working through some pain. But not much went right for him through this tournament, and he still came on top, and he did it in great fashion, thrashing Medvedev.
Yeah, look, I still have Roger Federer ahead of him. It's not his fault he hasn't played him his whole career, because Roger actually came along a little bit earlier. But I'd love to see a younger Roger Federer going head-to-head with a younger Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal right from the start. I think that we'd be still having the same sort of argument. But for me, Roger Federer is still the best player. I just love the way that he plays the game. And, you know, I think he's well past his prime now. And unfortunately, he's injured and we didn't see him play in this tournament at all. But I think that what Djokovic has done by winning this Australian Open on top of the 5 Wimbledon titles that he's got is that that's played on grass, and he's shown that he has the ability to win on clay. He's only won once on clay, and that's where Rafael Nadal really comes to the fore.
13.
Yeah, and that's why he's very good on clay. So that's why I don't have Nadal in the same argument as the other two, but hard court, grass court, certainly Federer and Djokovic, in my view, are right up there as the best two that we've ever seen. You'll be blown away with Car Air Conditioning Service at Repco Authorised Service. You can book at repcoservice.com, and double demerits apply from Thursday at midnight until midnight on Monday for drink and drug driving, not wearing a seatbelt or running a red light. Get caught and you could lose your licence twice as fast. We'll come back with more of Sports Day in a moment.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Time now for slaps and sledges for Sullivan Logistics. 3 votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no. Big slap for Novak Djokovic. We spoke about him in the hot topic off the top of the program in Hayes and my debate about Roger Federer. Slaps and sledges. Hayes, what have you got?
I'm sledging the Western Force. Big build-up, coming home, big crowd, and then perform like that. They were disappointing, beaten 27-11 against the reigning champs. ACT Brumbies, we know they're good, but the way they played, they fumbled, they had no discipline as well, so they should have been closer. But I just thought with all the build-up, and maybe that was part of it, all their recruits, they're a bit disappointing for mine, Carl.
I'll tell you who was disappointing tonight is the Australians in the T20 clash against New Zealand, mate. A bloke by the name of Devin Conway smashed us, Hayes. We had him on toast early, ended up with 99 off 59 balls. Wonderful effort by Devin Conway, and then, of course, in reply, Australia 4 for 19, and the big show, the bloke who signed for $2.5 million, Maxwell, first name Glenn, right? Sledge for him, out for one.
Maxwell Smart should be his name. He got $2.5 million. You've only got to show it every now and again, Carl, and you get paid the big bucks in T20. But what about this bloke? Going to give him a big slap. Willie Pike, his performance on the weekend. It could have been one of the greats of all time at Caulfield there, but he won the Oakley Plate. Yes, he had to share it on Celebrity Queen, but what about his work? I'm not sure if you saw the photo. For him to get that horse's head down, he almost jumped forward by 0.5 metre to get the head down on the line, and in the end was a dead heat, but he takes home a Group 1. Arcadia Queen was good, second. Ingratiating in the Blue Diamond, he ran second again, and Perfect Jewel. Guess what, Carl? Another second. So he's had 3 seconds, some Group 1 seconds, and, of course, a win in the Oakley Plate. Good performance for a bloke that just rocked up.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant in what he was able to do on the weekend. Now, The bloke that we have told you briefly about at the top of our program deserves a slap. I'm talking about Bryce Cotton, who's ill, and he may be in doubt for tomorrow's game due to that illness. It's not COVID-19 related. We must make you well and truly aware of that. But, mate, he was awesome. He was absolutely magnificent. They took on the undefeated Melbourne United and got the job done, which, again, I reckon Trev played that tape. I go back the week before and I sat here and I sledged the hell out of them, and now here I am slapping them on the back. They have been an enigma, very inconsistent. I don't know if it's got to do with their training because they haven't been able to get together. I know there's not a lot of new players, maybe a work in progress, but they showed again, if they put their heads on and go to work, the whole team is going to get a good slap because they will continue their finals reign. And, mate, right now, beating a team that's undefeated and doing what they did to South East Melbourne when they won by 31 points, their best is very, very good.
It is. Bryce Cotton finished with 29 points, but it wasn't his best game up until the end where he nailed the three-pointer. He went 1 from 7 from two-point range and 5 from 13 from three-point range. So his numbers weren't that good, but he's throwing a lot up, and that's a positive. And when he gets it right, he's going to have a big 40 game.
Big slap for Naomi Osaka too, winning the women's Australian tennis title. She was absolutely awesome, and I think she's now put 3 of those into the mantelpiece. Slaps and sledges for Sullivan Logistics, your trusted storage and overnight freight expert. Sullivan Logistics are in it for the long haul. We'll come back and have a chat to Cal Toomey next from AFL.com about a few of the Victorian football clubs and how they're progressing in the pre-season next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into a sports update for Nutrien Water, providing affordable water-wise solutions for every home. We're going to get around a few of the Victorian football clubs tonight in the AFL with Cal Toomey from afl.com.au. Welcome, Cal. Thanks for your time.
Hey, guys. Yeah, good to be with you. And obviously, footy's starting to heat up, so getting pretty exciting now.
Mate, looking at it, it's already the 22nd of February, and it's only about 3.5 weeks away from getting underway. Now, I know that you've been around to a few of the clubs and you've had a look at a few of the intra-club scratch matches. Let's start with the Blues. How are they looking, mate? Can you see them rising up the table this year?
They have to. They have to make the finals this year. I think if they don't, it's a massive failure. And I think they've got the list to do it. From what I've seen across the summer, you're bringing guys like Adam Saad, Zach Williams, even Lachie Fogarty from Geelong has been a bit of a surprise so far in what he's produced over the preseason. So those guys have been standouts. But what I liked personally from watching their interclub a couple of weeks ago was Harry Mackay. I mean, he was kicking goals. He kicked 5. He passed a couple off as well. Him and Sam Walsh look like they're ready to take their games to the next level. And Zach Fisher, I know, West Australian boy, I think he's really settled into that small forward role, and I think he'll be someone who can surprise this season too. So, look, I don't want to get Blues fans too excited, but there's every reason to be this year because I think the building blocks are all there. Now it's just ready to turn it on.
Hey, just with the delayed Fairest and Best, with the John Nicholls medal going to Jacob Wietering, any surprise there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think internally at the Blues, they were wrapped with this season last year. I know I was lucky enough to actually spend a week leading up to a game inside the Blues hub up in Gold Coast last year. And that was really interesting. And it did resonate with me after spending that week, just how important Jacob Wietering was to their lineup and how critical he is to their future plans. So it was a great result for him, the number one pick, ahead of another number one pick in Sam Walsh, who finished his year really well on the wing. So no surprise there. And I think it's a good sign, really, that some younger players have stepped up and it's not always just Patrick Cripps. So, yeah, a pretty deserving winner there for the fullback.
What about Mitch McGovern? What has he been able to do through the preseason?
Missed some footy recently with a hamstring injury. So it is meaning that he's likely to have an interrupted start to the preseason campaign and may not play until the round one game against the Tigers in a few weeks. So unlikely to play in the AMU Community Series clash for the Blues, and we'll miss this week's clash with Essendon too in the practice run. But yeah, so he's one that it will miss. Nick Newman will miss as well after having a flare up with his knee. Tom DeConning we know will miss as well. Eddie Betts will miss the preseason games too. And of course, Charlie Curnow's in the sidelines. But other than that, there is a lot to like about what the Blues are putting together.
Cal Toomey stays with us after the break. You can visit your local Nutrien Water expert today or shop online at nutrienwater.com.au.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're having a chat about some of the Victorian AFL clubs with Cal Toomey from AFL.com.au. Hayes?
Let's go to Collingwood. Their AFLW side is on fire, 4-0. But what about the men? Big exodus at the end of last year. How have they progressed through the pre-season?
Yeah, I've watched a bit of them train. And to be honest with you, I think they'll actually cope okay with the vacancies that have opened up. I mean, Josh Dacos in the sessions that I've seen has been outstanding. And you think about what he did last year on the wing. Well, I think he's probably ready to take it into a little bit more inside midfield time as well. Obviously, they need to fill the gap left by Adam Treloar in that spot and the wing spot as well by Tom Phillips. But yeah, there's a couple of players who've emerged as likely early debutants for the Pies as well in Ollie Henry and Finlay McRae, who were first-round picks last year and look at home already. So, yeah, look, there has been some turnover there, but if you look at a guy like Ollie Henry, and he's the younger brother of Jack Henry at the Cats, but a very different player. And they opened up that spot with Jaden Stevenson leaving Collingwood last year, being pushed out and going to North Melbourne. Well, I think Ollie Henry can be that type of player. He's the kind of Rosie type of player who they can just bring into their forward line. So, look, I'm pretty bullish on the Pies, and I know there's been another sort of injury setback for Jordan Dugowie in the last day or so with a bit of a foot concern. So whether he plays this week in the practice game or not, we'll wait and see. But up until that abdomen issue that he had about 2 weeks ago, his preseason was outstanding. So, yeah, I think if they can get their forward line set up, I think the midfield will be still have enough guns to carry the Pies into the finals.
I can't get a read on the Bombers, but they do have 3 high draft picks coming in.
They do. I'm not sure we'll see heaps of them early in the season. Zach Reid, Nick Cox and Archie Perkins. Nick Cox started last week's interclub for the Bombers, playing on the wing. He's 202 centimetres, playing on the wing, running under 6 minutes over 2 kilometre time trials and the 20-metre sprint in about 2.95 seconds. So, I don't know, how would you go up against him in the midfield, Hayes?
He's too smart for him.
yeah, exactly right. But he can jump too, and that's what we saw at the intra club last week. He took a big hanger, and he's got a bit to go in his body shape and development. But yeah, if you put that aside, there's some real talent to work with. Archie Perkins missed a bit of footy with his ankle injury in January, so he's a little bit behind the eight ball. But as a midfield half forward option, is more ready to go physically. And Zach Reid is a little bit further behind the key defender. So look, there's optimism for some future players coming through, but I think the question mark on the Bombers will be how can they keep the goals. And Peter Wright's been playing obviously deep in attack through a Gold Coast recruit, and Harry Jones is a youngster. He didn't play last year. That was his first year in the system. He didn't play last year. I think he'll be almost locked in for a round one debut for the Bombers after a pretty impressive pre-season as a key forward.
Stringer and Dyson Heppel, what have they done?
Stringer's hurt his ankle/Achilles. It's in that region. I don't think anyone really knows exactly what the severity of that is. Been nagging him throughout pre-season. He hurt it again a couple of weeks ago. Been off his legs since then. So, look, he'll be touch and go for round one. Michael Hurley, we know, is out indefinitely with that bad hip infection. So, fingers crossed he can get back up and firing just health-wise before even hitting back to the track. He hasn't been sighted at Tullamarine for a couple of weeks now. And Dyson Heppel, the skipper, has been moved to half-back, which is, of course, where he started his career. He won a Rising Star at half-back in 2011, his first year at the club. And it made the best thing for his footy, because he's obviously missed a fair bit of footy with his foot and ankle issues last year, but he'll be right to go in round one. He impressed last week. And I think with the midfield group that the Bombers are building, they bring in Jai Caldwell, Darcy Parrish will take a step up. Andrew McGrath's a full-time midfielder now. Zach Merritt's still at the club, obviously, and he's a star and probably their best player. Dylan Shield as well. I don't think they need Dyson Heppel in the middle as much, so redeployed to half-back and we'll see how he goes.
Cal Toomey there. Double demerit points apply from midnight Thursday until midnight Monday for speeding or using a mobile phone, a radar detector while driving. Get caught and you could lose your licence twice as fast. We'll be back with more of Sports Day after this.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Well, the Fremantle Dockers women's team keep creating legendary moments. Paul Hasby sitting over the desk, shaking his head. 11 in a row, the girls right now, extending the greatest winning margin down there at the Fremantle Football Club. They are local legends, and local legends are wanted. You search bowls clubs near me, and it's great to have the coach of the Fremantle AFLW team in Trent Cooper on the program. Welcome, Trent. How are you, mate?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Now, you've got a lot of wonderful players, and I have nominated Kiara Bowers as the number one pick. If I had all the girls lined up, she would be the one I would pick because she's just bloody incredibly good. The game starts in the middle, and for me, she's worth her weight in gold. If you had them all lined up across the competition, who would you pick first?
Yeah, I'm with you. I might be biased, but I think a lot of the other coaches would as well. You see each week the coaches' votes come in, and yeah, she's got 10 again this week, so 3 weeks in a row she's got the best on from both coaches. The thing that sets her apart is she's probably equal with quite a few of the others offensively, but there's no one that comes near her defensively as a midfielder. So, yeah, I'm taking her in the schoolyard with the first pick for sure.
Taking out the age, I'm still picking Erin Phillips on the back of her 20 possessions. 4 goals on the weekend. I think in AFLW it's one in the forward half. You can have goal kickers, that makes a big difference. And you certainly got some goal kickers, but they took a bit of time to get rolling on the weekend, Trent.
Yeah, probably not surprising. Like we talked about, we really wanted to start fast because I thought we actually started really well against Adelaide, even though we didn't score in the first quarter. I was quite happy, but we just knew, you know, coming off a 6-day break and late travel, that there was a chance that we'd start slow. And to Gold Coast credit, they were just first to the ball in that first quarter, and we couldn't get our hands on it enough to be dangerous. And then our backs, I thought, stood up really well. But when it went forward, I think our forwards were already working out how many goals each they were going to kick in that first quarter. But once they got their mind on the job of their defensive work as well, things started to happen for us.
Gee, Cuthbertson's become a really good player, hasn't she, Janelle?
Outstanding, yeah. She'd be right in All-Australian contention at the moment. Like leading the competition, I think, for intercept possessions, but also getting the opposition's best forward each week. So she just reads it so well, so strong, and takes a good catch. So, yeah, we're really, really lucky to have her on board, and she's helped a few other players play slightly more offensive roles. So, yeah, we're wrapped with her progress.
My favourite player, though, she was the best player on the ground, behind Bowers, I must say, Gabby O'Sullivan. She just does the hard things every week. She doesn't always get rewarded on the scoreboard, but she sets up a lot of goals, and she got a lick of the ice cream on the weekend with her 2 goals from 16 touches.
Yeah, every week her effort is exactly the same, which is flat out, and her voice is always super important in that forward line. And, yeah, sometimes it'll come her way, sometimes it'll be the others, but we know what we get every week from her. And, like you said, she thoroughly deserved her rewards of 2 goals too. And, she was definitely one of our better players in the weekend. And we know what we're going to get next week as well.
Trent Cooper there. Local legends wanted at a bowls club just near you. They're just up the road. You search bowls club near me.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
We finish off with some of the news headlines for Product Script. Pharmacy Sleep Services get tested for sleep apnea. Just repeating the news, Bryce Cotton is having a fitness test tomorrow. He's ill in advance of their upcoming match. And Brad Shepherd broke his nose, but he should be okay to continue to play. The Glory W team slaughtered on the weekend.
Yeah, they were. They haven't been going too well, so they need to improve. And we get to see our Perth Glory back in action this Friday, Carl. It's been a long time. They've only played the 5 games, and most other teams right now have played 8 or 9, but they will catch up.
Western Force not good enough on the weekend, beaten by the ACT Brumbies there at HBF Stadium. And of course, it was Naomi Osaka and Novak Djokovic winning on the weekend. Snoring, waking up tired, find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services, and double demerit points apply from midnight Thursday until midnight Friday for speeding or using a mobile phone or radar detector while driving. Get caught and you could lose your license twice as fast. We'll see you for another edition of Sports Day soon.